Time to meet our next quick draw guest.
Our next guest is a veteran of the airwaves. With hits like this.
Just got my man boobs hanging out, my guts rolling, I'm there in the nude.
And this.
So simple yet so tricky.
He also came fourth in Cleo's Bachelor of the Year in 2008.
He's the snack man!
Please welcome our mate from the studio next door, Whipper.
How's this?
Oh. My God! Yes.
Who's wrong with you? Oh, who's this?
A two for
no,
one.
They're both here.
Against Kate Ritchie.
They're
just
on in a sec.
A white t-shirt and shorts, it seems, was appropriate.
Well, I didn't realise we were meant to do full-length denim.
Hey, no, it's already been discussed.
Sorry.
Can we also focus on fourth in Cleo Bachelor of the Year in 2008?
It was a great event. I think the shot that I took...
He was wearing Ed Hardy, Joel. It was amazing.
You know, the problem
was... What was your status at that point?
Pretty high. You were there that night, Kate Ritchie.
She's at most nights.
Yeah, you didn't miss that night. The Veronica's there. Bloody Jason Dundas got me on the line.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Jason Dundas.
You mean from Getaway?
Yeah.
I've only ever been to that event once.
Well, you were there that night. I clearly remember it. You had the same outfit on.
If you can Google.
I remember what I had on now.
It was black.
It was black and it had sheer netting at the top.
Oh, like I think actually you were wearing number four.
I don't get it. Not Chanel number five.
Hey, am I doing quick draw?
Yes,
why am I here?
Because I've lost twice.
You're about to start. You're on air after the news. What's on tonight's show?
We've got a segment called Am I the Only One? We've only done it once, and the guy that we got on is the guy that shot Osama bin Laden.
Bang, bang.
I listened to that.
Wasn't that amazing?
I was going...
Not with a gun. It was a photo shoot with a camera. But it was very interesting.
Did you get a preview?
Did you not like that?
No, I listened to it. I was going, wow, this is new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did all this stuff about like going in and coming face to face to him and taking risks.
Are you not interested in the man that killed the number one most wanted man on the planet?
No, I am interested in it.
Yeah. No, Kate was loving it.
Wow,
that's what she was...
One.
Yeah, it look. Do you know what?
I prefer the number four most wanted man on the planet.
So full on.
Yeah. The Cleo Bachelor.
No, it's good of you to be in here before your show because I know you get a bit nervous before your show starts, Fitzy.
Yeah. I've got so much to
play. It's been an educational week, though, because Fitzy has learned that you don't give a dog cooked bones. Bit of feedback on his Instagram, and then the dog ended
up
dying.
Do you know how emotional I got when we lost our last dog? Nelly killed the dog during the week. Anyway, let me go prepare for that break. Have a great day, guys.
Happy birthday for the other.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. When is that? Tomorrow? I heard there was a big party or dinner that everybody seems to be invited to.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's next week.
Going out tomorrow night for dinner. But yeah, it was last Saturday.
And next week. The party. Oh, three parties.
Yeah. I do feel now at his age, he gets weekends on smooth next year. So
sorry, Dickie.
Looking forward to your big farewell rest of the year.
Cameron, Dad, and myself will be starting a weekend show.
All right.
Very hot.
We're straight into this because I know you guys have been doing something big today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's you.
Still on. Am I back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, we've been doing something big, mate.
You've been doing something big in the other room.
Yeah.
Preparing, obviously, for the show, but something big.
What in there?
Yeah,
one of those interviews you can't talk about because it's an exclusive. And if anybody else found out, they would be chasing them down. But when you get a message from one of the biggest names in the game saying, I'll only do your show.
I'm getting nervous now. It feels like you're talking too much.
Sorry?
Feels like you're talking too much and you're going to say something you shouldn't say.
Yeah.
This is radio, mate, where we come in and we tell a story. And that's what I'm doing.
Don't mean to me. We're friends. You've even called me during the week.
Yes, I have called you during. We had a very serious conversation.
I've been told you need to move to your left because you're blocking my shot. Speaking of radio. That's better.
Okay, how's that, Daryl?
That's better.
Good.
Yeah, I know. Now get out and don't come back. No, I honestly got a message as if I would say that. Now, it's Kate and Whip. Obviously, that means Joel is scoring, which is his favourite.
I know. So I'll see you at tomorrow's show. I do have one thing I want to say before we start. Are you wearing a fake tan, Whipper?
Am I wearing a fake tan?
Yeah, you look incredible.
No, oh, thank you, sweetheart. No, I'm not wearing a fake tan at all. I went to the beach this afternoon.
Oh, there you go. You got a glow.
Yeah, I woke up a bit of a sand glow sun.
Oh, heaven.
Yeah, took the kids, you know.
All right.
Miss you, buddy.
All right, yeah, miss you too.
I give you a category and a letter. The first yell out a correct answer gets a point. The first answer yell out's locked in. I think you've said it's your fourth time lucky.
Won yet?
No, I've never even got close to you.
Are you serious?
Really? Stain on your
shirt. Let's do a practice. It's very late in the game.
Oh, it's not the bird box.
No, not the bird box. Oh. Got an update for you on that.
Let's save that for off air. Like you should have.
Big rat.
Practice question. Name something you can see outside the studio window, starting with B.
Building.
Okay, building.
Oh, boom.
Let's play for real.
Kate, Tim and Joel's Quick Draw.
Oh, here we are, guys. It's a pleasure that Whip's coming from the other studio before his big show starts after the news. Because you know we're live into Queensland now, live.
I hope so.
You know it's 4:54 now.
Yeah, good to be here in Queensland.
Live everywhere, but...
Live everywhere.
Extra live in Queensland. Did you know that?
Extra live.
Yeah, extra live. No daylight saving.
No delay.
Or daylight saving.
What are you doing? You have a drink, mate, if you're nervous. Have a drink. It's not Friday yet.
Oh, no.
It's magnesium.
I'm so sorry.
It's magnesium.
So much magnesium.
I'm ready.
I'm getting magnesium. Question one. Whip will drive you home. Question one. Name something you'd catch while fishing, starting with M.
Mulloway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I've got a really bad feeling about it.
Come on, Kate.
Today.
Do you? Don't be like that.
Is that a Troy Cassidy song? Met her at a Mulloway.
I love a bit of Troy. Remember I posted a photo, Kate Ritchie, of a country singer, and I tagged it with the wrong country singer?
No, I don't remember.
And you were the one that said, that's not Troy Cassidy, you idiot.
Oh, did I? When was that? Years ago.
Arias. We were drinking whiskey illegally.
Out of the smooth
hip flask.
That was the dry Arias, and there was not a dry eye in the house.
No.
I'm thrilled to have gotten into radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they're great, aren't they?
Oh, well, you can take Lee Kernaghan next year. Question two.
Come on, Kate.
Name something you'd wear in summer, starting with C.
Singlet. C.
quick, Kate.
A cap.
Yep.
Yes.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I am. Feeling like that now. The late realisation. You see where I went.
Singlet.
Cap.
Question three. Name something you'd put in a lunchbox, starting with B.
Banana.
Whipper.
2 points to Whipper, 1 point to Kate.
Feels good. Feels really good.
What voice was that?
No.
Turn around and face me. Don't run to the corner. It's okay for me to win one.
Stop talking.
It's about balance.
Kate will get this one.
Feels like a gender thing.
Oh,
focus, Kate, focus.
Name something you'd see at a beauty salon, starting with T.
Tweezers, yes.
Oh, my God. Absolutely, you would.
Have you been since it reopened?
I did. I was there this morning as well.
Wow, I can see the eyebrows.
Went to Spotlight and bought all the denim. So if you're after any jeans for the next 6 months, you're out of luck.
I did Spotlight yesterday, actually.
I love Spotlight.
Halloween.
Oh,
did you say where that's from?
You haven't dressed up for that day early. You haven't. It's well done on tweezers.
Sunday week.
Eyebrows.
Celebrate Saturday.
Yeah, Kate celebrates Saturday night. So if you get a knock on the door, go trick or treat Saturday night for Kate.
I'll take the trick.
Name something you'd see at a Wiggles concert, starting with D.
Tickets. Sorry.
You will.
I'm sure Jeff.
Dads.
I'm sure Jeff Fat says a few.
I'm so sorry I said that. That's really out of line with the culture of the Wiggles.
It's 3 points to two.
Did I get that?
Yeah. Yes, you did get that. And it is 3 points to two, which means, Kate, you need to get this next question correct to stay in the game.
Doesn't feel right that I got one on that. That was lazy of me.
That's all right.
I don't like it when you point at me like that when you say the score, Joel.
Oh, sorry. Well, Kate, I've got your back, babe.
We could turn his screen off and he'd be really like he's not here.
Turn the screen off. Turn the mic off. I'm cool.
He's going to walk.
Joel,
during quick drawers.
He'll go back to
it. It's tough for him.
So here we go. Little Mr. Cellophane you are, aren't you?
Yes. 6 hours until we're out of lockdown.
Oh, okay.
I did like that sunbaking shot of you and Jack.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we were thirst trapping on our Insta story.
That was hot.
Thirst trapping. You should do that tomorrow.
I will.
Thirst trapping discussed. 13-24-10. For the win, Whip, to stay in the game.
Oh, I'm not going to get it. I just know I'm not going to get it.
You are.
I'm not going to get it.
Name something you'd say to a Christmas party, starting with R.
Red faces.
Yes. Rudolph.
Red faces?
Yeah.
Red faces, mate.
You spent too long in the sun.
That does not make sense, and you know it.
Are we giving it to her, Joel?
If I got D head.
Yeah, all right.
I think so. If you've had a few drinks, you're going to have a red face.
Rosacea, is it? When you don't react too well with wine?
Exactly. There you
go.
It's rosacea.
I'm helping you out with your red face line.
Okay, come on.
Too much mulled wine.
Stop jumping.
For the win. And quick, because Whip's got a show today.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Here we go.
I couldn't write this stuff.
Here we go.
Name something you put on the barbecue, starting with O.
Onion.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the Whip dog right there.
Oh, what a game.
Beat you with onion.
That's okay.
That was amazing. That was really something. On behalf of everybody that's seen me fail, stumble over the past three attempts,
we don't have time for this.
Thank you for standing by me to witness today's spectacular.
Always. We're Thanks, always Kate. Here for you. And Melbourne, this song is for you. Yeah. You have 4 hours to go and you are out of Lockie D.
Woohoo! Did it for Melbourne.
Six, but no.
Any words for your friends and family in Melbourne?
Everybody who has gone through the pain of lockdown, I hope this put just as much as a... Sorry, mate.
Anything you'd like to say to your mates in Melbourne now as they get out of lockdown?
Get out there and rip into it, guys!
Kate, Tim and Joel is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au.